This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we welcome you in on a Friday. Good to have you. We got a lot of ground to cover today. Lots going on with your Lions, Darius Slay. Got a pair of big college games this weekend and fan bases that I don't know where they are at with their respective teams. Got the picks. And at some point, Jamie's demanded the Elitist song, so we're going to have to play that.
You know, it's funny
FYI.
You say that. It's funny you say that, too. Roberto and I were just talking about that. And all jokes aside about how stuff, when we transferred over this new system, stuff got lost, which
no.
It did.
No.
But we know for a fact that we've played Jamie Elitist since getting this new system, but it's not in there. So someone must have deleted it, or somehow it got deleted, but Roberto will have to throw that back in the system at some point today.
All right. Well, I know Jamie had asked me when I talked to them this morning, he really wanted it. I said, okay, we'll make that happen.
Good. That song was banned for a while, so I'm glad
also,
we can.
Also, people who didn't hear the Greg song debut last week, his ode to Carrie Underwood's Sunday Night, we will have that for you. So let's jump. It's kind of awesome. All right, I want to start with this. Darius Slay has made a point here since the summer of not really endearing himself to management and to the Lions organization. Now, he threatened to hold out, squawked about his contract. Those are two things you don't do if it's the Patriot way. He has now been very vocal about Quandre Diggs, who was one of his close friends on the team, being traded. Sully has some audio to play. I can paraphrase it, and it's very simple, basically saying he doesn't give a damn if he gets traded. He can play ball anywhere. And then, of course, the obligatory, it's a business. But I want to take it a step further because I think there's a conversation we should have as fans. And it's very simple. Do you want Darius Slay traded? He is the third highest paid corner in football. Makes a hell of a lot of money, and I think he's good, not great. I think his play has fallen off from 2 years ago to last year and last year to this year. If you could go out right now and get a second round pick for Darius Slay, would you do it? Because I would. I don't value paying a corner that type of money unless they are an absolute difference maker. Absolute. Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay, they don't sit at the same table. There are very few. I would pay Stephon Gilmore. Maybe, yeah, it'd be Gilmore, Ramsey, Marshawn Lattimore, end of list. That's kind of where I'm at right now as far as who I would pay that money to. If Slay doesn't want to be here, if Slay doesn't care about putting that helmet on, if Slay is not totally happy, get rid of him. Otherwise, Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are frauds. This Patriot Way thing, it's a fraud. It's a lie. No player would ever survive in New England bitching about his contract, threatening a holdout, and then being vocal and speaking out against the family in a trade that was made and saying, I don't care if I get dealt or not. Well, we're going to go ahead and help you with that. So I think it's very interesting to watch what takes place over the next few days. Now, Darius Slay did not practice. He did not work out at practice. Probably not playing this weekend. Now, will that be health? Will that be a team discipline that's not labeled as discipline? I don't know. We'll find out. But I'm asking you, the fans, very directly and very simply, if you could get a specific return on Darius Slay, would you push the button and get this guy out of here? And what does it say about management if they don't? It's clear he's not happy here. I think that is just clear as day. So if they don't get rid of him, Are they really building the culture they've talked about? Are they really operating in the manner they say they are? I think it's an interesting question. And to me, you have one choice here, and it's to get rid of the player. And look, you may like Slay. That's fine. He's good, not great. I'd rather reallocate the money somewhere else. I got a $30 million a year quarterback. I'd rather reallocate the money somewhere else. If I'm paying my QB that way, I probably can't have the second or third highest paid corner in the league. Probably not. I got an offensive line that needs a lot of help. I got a linebacking core that needs help. I got a D-line that needs more help. I got a running back spot that needs help. There are lots of places that they could reallocate resources. And frankly, picking up a mid-second round pick is an immense value because you'll likely find a guy who you have a first-round grade. It's like having two first-round picks. So I'm asking the question. I know, Sully, you've got all the audio. I'm going to be up front. I don't feel like listening to Darius Slay talk. I can't understand him. He talks too fast. It's that fast Georgia speed talking.
What did Slay say? Remember that game?
Yeah, I can't handle it. 248-539-9797. It's just that simple to me. Do you want Slay gone? If so, do you take my offer of a second? I'm the Eagles calling you, and I'm offering a second. And what does it say about Quinn and Patricia with how they handle the Slay situation? See, now we've got a couple questions to get Friday rolling here. You can jump in on any or all. Up to you. Ticket text 97136. Mikey, please, feel free.
If I'm a top five, top 10 defense right now, I'm not trading Slay. If I'm first in the NFC North right now as a team, I'm not trading Slay. Guess what? The Lions are neither of those. They're last in the NFC North, and the defense is terrible. If they can go get something for him, I think you could probably find a couple teams, a few teams that would give up a first-round pick for him. There's a lot of teams right now. You're telling me that a team like the Chiefs, with what they've been going through, a team, sure, like the Eagles, there's without question a number of teams that would give up a second-round pick. I just think that it's never a good situation when you have a guy talking out like this. And guys, spare me. I know we're going to get these texts. Oh, well, Slay said he didn't mean that. He was just talking about the business side of it. Of course he's going to come out and say that.
His agent told him he had to come out and say
right.
That. That's how that works.
So I think that, Darius Slay he's proven to be a pretty good player. But he's not someone that I'm just going to, when he's clearly unhappy. How do things go up in Detroit with Slay from here? Show me how things get better from here with Slay. The only outcome I see that if Slay stays here, they're either going to be the exact same or likely they're just going to get worse with his attitude and that translates to his play. I think it just makes sense to do something like this. And the locker room clearly is not happy right now after that Diggs trade.
Well, here's the other thing. If you're talking, all the Lions apologists say you need to give Patricia and Quinn time. They're building a culture. They're trying to emulate New England. Okay. Then what message does it send if Slay was allowed to speak out this summer, the contract, the threatening of a holdout, then comes into camp, doesn't play well, his friend gets traded, and now he's crushing. Basically saying, I don't care if I get traded. I think his line was, I don't give a damn about a trade deadline. I can play ball anywhere. It's business. Okay, if you don't get rid of this guy, you're a fraud. Your culture's a fraud. Your words are fraudulent. Everything that the apologists are telling me that these guys are trying to do becomes a lie. Now, maybe it doesn't happen by Tuesday. I'll just tell you, it happens this offseason. Either way, I think Darius Slay, with his words, has really put himself out there to be moved. Now, we're going to find out if Bob Quinn and Patricia are for real or if they're posers. Because if there's one thing that's a commodity in football right now, it's corners. Mike said it. Kansas City, Philadelphia, every team needs a corner. You want to dicker about a first, a second? Look, I'm telling you, a second-round pick has an incredible amount of value, and you get the salary off your books. We don't have to argue about, this team wouldn't give a first. I think the trade market, Darius Slay for a second-round pick, you end up with multiple suitors, and you probably end up with a second and for Darius Slay. It's a great deal. It comes down to, Would you be willing to do it? Should you do it? And what does it say regarding the culture that you are trying to build here? That's where I want to start on a Friday. 248-539-9797. Sully, take your best piece of Slay audio, bump back with it. We'll see how good it is and to whether I want to hear any more of it.
Done.
Fair?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, let me give you another word. It's about football season. All right, so there you go. I'm offering it to you. I think Slay's talking his way out of town. I want to know if you agree with that. Do you want to trade him? I'd take a second-round pick for him. Wouldn't think twice. He's a non-essential piece to what I'm doing here. I mean, think about it. Matt Patricia don't give a damn about locking anybody down. Your defense already blows. You don't rush the passer. You don't stop the pass. If you're dropping eight people, what's the value of an alleged shutdown corner? Second-round pick, get rid of $14 million off the books. Fine, you don't want to be here? Don't be here. That's what people who are building a culture do. Frauds will sit there and go, but damn, he's really good. So we're going to find out about Patricia, and we're going to find out about Quinn. Go to Johnny. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, let me just say this. I know that this Slay audio isn't even good to play, really. But I do want to play this one cut, because in talking about Quinn and kind of the decision-making that they would have, Darius Slay was asked specifically, well, do you have a relationship with Bob Quinn and that type of thing? Listen to how and what he says in this answer, if you can understand it.
I didn't get the first two sentences.
So here's the point. Literally, he says, no, I don't have any relationship with Bob Quinn. I'm just here to work. If you're going out and publicly saying that about the GM, no relationship at all. It's completely separate. I do my job. That's the only reason I'm here. Sounds like someone who doesn't want to be there, and sounds like someone who just doesn't care.
Well, and in that case, again, Quinn and Patricia, trade them in your real, keep them in your frauds. You pick. That's what it sounds like to me. Let's go to Johnny. He'll lead us off today. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, bud.
So it's unfortunate about Slay, because obviously he's been a nice piece for us, but you're offering me a second-round pick, or a second plus, or maybe a desperate team looking for playoffs for a first. And like you said, you're taking $14 million off the cap, getting the culture, because it sounds to me like, I mean, as someone who, you know, has worked for a company my whole life, I don't think that that attitude to have towards your higher-ups is going to ever get you anywhere. So unfortunately, it looks like he's got to go. And then, you know, maybe we look for like a Leonard on the line, you know, trade for him, potentially look at you know, one of these four running backs like Kenyon Drake, or hopefully Kareem Hunt. Maybe, you know, I think you mentioned Mixon yesterday, or even, you know, maybe try to push for Gordon. But yeah, to get rid of that cap, I think that's the smart way to go, especially if he sounds like the way he sounds, because I know there's a lot of other players that like playing for who they got, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, I don't even look at it as, hey, let's get stuff to then go get stuff. This is just very simple. Does one of your highest paid players want to be here or not? That's it. And if he doesn't, what does it say about you if you keep him? And again, maybe they get more, maybe they get less. I think a second round pick is fair value there. I do. That, to me, I do that. And I think it gives you a major advantage going into next year's draft. This season's probably toast anyways. I mean, who are we kidding? Like, what does this season really end up being? What? Trying, praying, hoping they can creep into the wild card game only to get pounded on? I don't buy any of that. Not interested. Dale, 97.1. What's up, Dale?
Michael, long-time listener. You guys are fabulous. You keep me alive driving around in Seattle. Thank you very much.
Dale, appreciate it. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I'm living in Lions hell. I moved from Detroit to Seattle, and I get to listen to the Seahawks all the time. The only highlight of my life is watching Pete Carroll get hit in the head with a football.
So him chewing that damn gum drives me nuts.
Oh my God! Bottom line, he's a disruptor. He's a prima donna. All he wants to do when he talks is he wants to be heard, and that's all he really cares about. He will notice me. Look at me. Value me. And look, that's not a team player in my estimation. I'd be happy with a third rounder. Get rid of him. He could turn out to be a cancer in that locker room moving forward.
Yeah.
And I also mentioned, you know, I do one other point, and I was mentioning as a screener, you know, just play this out in your mind. Dan Quinn's on his last legs in Atlanta. Okay. Done at the end of the year, probably. What do you think about the possibility, Pasqualoni? Thank you so much. Go have a meal, but, you know, we're done with you. Bevel and Quinn back together again as coordinators in a different city.
Wouldn't hate on
it. Just a thought.
No, I mean, I wouldn't hate on it. But look, we do have to be careful about one thing. I mean, Dan Quinn is a defensive line coach, not a defensive coordinator, who got a head coaching gig. He was essentially a better Marinelli. I don't know how good of a DC he is, considering he took the defense over and fired his DC. And his defense is awful. I'm not going to hate on it. I get where your head's at. I think right now a water bottle is better than Paul Pasquale. What does Paul Pasqualoni do? Does anyone believe he's running this defense? I don't. Like, they've got a headset there, and maybe it's playing kids bop. I don't know if it's the play calls. So that's the other thing. I don't think this is some kind of big-time staff. I don't think you're going to be getting phone calls about people wanting to hire Bevel or Pasqualoni as head coaches in this league.
Lions won't have to block any interviews for them, I don't think.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. The Lions coaching staff is a lot like Michigan State's. I don't think anybody's picking up the phone and saying, hey, Brad Salem, you want to come on down?
It's everyone with a Syracuse or a Patriots connection on that staff. But the one other takeaway I have from the Slay comments is it's just kind of a simple one. Think about if this is what he's saying publicly to the media, imagine what he's saying to his teammates.
Right.
If he's this transparent with the media of, oh, this is some BS. I don't care where I play, whatever. Imagine what he's saying behind closed doors to, I don't know, other guys on the team in the locker room influencing their opinions. Oh, come on. This is some BS. Can you believe these guys are doing this? How dare they? How are we supposed to suit up for? My point is, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I'm assuming that it's a lot worse what he's saying behind closed doors than what he's even saying publicly, what we're talking about.
I think he's forcing their hand. They have to trade him. Now, when it happens, who knows? But it's either now or the offseason. I mean, that's it. You can't claim to build a culture and try to be about this whole Patriot deal and then have a guy do what he's doing, because it would never fly in New England. You need to send a message. Wait a second. They just shipped out Darius Slay. Yeah, because he opened his damn mouth. Fall in line. Shut up. Do your job. That's Patriot way. Speak for yourself. Patriot way. All right. So be about it. Show me.
Well, and I also want to say this, because obviously people didn't listen last segment when I brought this up as one of the first things I said. But, of course, several tweets and several, you know, more. Plenty of ticket texts right now. Why are you guys just ignoring the tweet that he sent out and how much he loves all of us fans? I mentioned last segment, yes, I realize he tweeted out for the fans to get the wrong impression. I love the state of Michigan. I give it my all, whatever. Guys, of course he's going to say something like that. This isn't us ignoring it. People are saying the entire station's been ignoring this all day. Yeah, he came out and tweeted that, but that was after he made these comments about how he doesn't want to be here and how I'll play whatever and all this and that. So, you know, of course, you know, he's going to say something like that, guys.
You know how you avoid all of this, pinhead apologists? Shut up. Don't talk. Maybe if Slay wasn't quite so verbose, none of this happens. You realize that? He could feel exactly the way he feels, and he could communicate it to the people in the organization, and we would never know. But he didn't do that, did he? I don't give a damn about a trade deadline. I can play ball anywhere. It's just business. I don't have a relationship. It's just work. He didn't have to say any of that. So you want to attack Sully for making a comment, that's fine. But you're also the gullible idiots who line up and buy whatever statement his agent told him to write. So, you know, again, I love seeing Sully get made fun of, but, like, let's also do it for the right reasons. Oh, I love the state of Michigan and the great fan. Yeah, that's because this guy realized he probably just started stepping in it big time.
Yesterday he said everything but trade me.
Correct. 248-539-9797-971.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.